Blog Talk Radio.
So we didn't get any callers, but that's okay. No questions. That means that everybody is informed about their relationship with God, and they have are understanding what the word is saying with me tonight. Okay, so let me get back into what we were talking about. So when you love yourself, and you have your identity in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, when you see your, then you will begin to see yourself from God's viewpoint. You are the head. You are not the tail. You are not that drug dealer. You're not that prostitute. You're not that. You know who you are because you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Women, we have to instill in our men how much we are to love God so that we can be an example. When they start loving God, giving God the glory and the honor, increasing our faith, reading the word, having an understanding that God is love and love is God. Okay? You are enjoyed. How awesome it is to know that the Lord only, not only desires that you have intimate companionship with you, but that he also enjoys your fellowship. You were called into companionship with Jesus Christ. Now, when you love God, you have a companion. And that's why I tell the single ladies, it's important that you know who you are in God, because he said that he is the husband to the husbandless. So when you go out and you find a man and you start sleeping around with him, guess what? You're cheating on your husband. Your first love, your first and foremost love is God, is Jesus Christ. So when we go out here and we think, okay, we're going to pick this man and we're not married, but we're going to sleep together, God said you was cheating on me and committing adultery before you even got married. Okay, some of you all may not agree with me on that. Okay. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says that anyone who touches you touches the apple or pulpit, a pupil of his eye. Okay. So you are, ladies, the apple of God's eyes. You are his first love. You are his love. He's supposed to be your first love. How other way do we learn love? we encounter that companionship, that love. You write love notes to your lover. You tell your lover how much you love him. That is first and foremost your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your creator, your provider, your way maker. There's no one greater, no husband greater than, first of all, having that companionship and relationship with your Father, which are in heaven. Some of you all are not going to agree with me on that, but that's the truth, okay? Scriptures can back me up on that one. So in another passage, God says, I have called you by name. You are mine. And that's in Isaiah, if you can turn with me to Isaiah 43 and 1. It says, he's called us by name. We belong to him. He created us. We belong to him. You know? So some other experts in other languages explain the verse and says that the word translated name can be extended to mean my favorite friend. He knows you to be his favorite friend. Okay? And then some others say that he will rejoice over you with joy. He will exalt over you with singing. Okay, and that comes from Zephaniah 3 and 17. You are his happy thought. In fact, God is always thinking about you. And it says, behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. And that's in Isaiah 49 and 16. God even enjoys us even while we're still spiritually immature, ladies, men. When we're not up to par, when we're still walking around the walls of Jericho, going around in circles, when God has made a path straight for us, we haven't grown spiritually and into that maturity realm that God wants us to be. Okay? And people may say, oh, well, I'm too young for that. No, we're not too young. Why would we let everybody else use us up before God get a chance to use us? He created us. He created us to be like him. Christ-like, that's what you call a Christian. That's what I believe a Christian is, Christ-like. Christ can do some of the things they do, but he still loves us. He still calls us by name, okay? He's inscribed us in the palms of his hands, okay? So even when we're immature, he still loves us. He still desires that we grow in him. Okay? So, in all of that, it's saying that we are valued. We have significance to God. We have in tune with him that don't know other creator. There's, you know, moms, we create babies. Okay? Some of us have had babies. Some of us may not have. But when we create something in our womb and we give birth, we have desires for our children to have the best. Most women do. Well, our desires can't compare to what the desires is that God has for us. The Bible says no ears have heard nor eyes have seen what God has in store for us. We don't know what he has planned. We should only have faith that he wants what's best, not what we want. You see what I'm saying? And that's growing spiritually. So it says, God assures us that this is true. And it says in Ephesians 2 and 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Okay? So he desires for us to have an impact now and into eternity, okay? He has personally placed you where you need to be in order to fulfill his plans, okay? So he already has given you the talents, already given you the gifts, already fulfilled your plan. He has already set and made ways possible before we even got there, Okay? So when we stop believing God has worked it out for us, has already set a husband for us, has already made plans for us, has already told us what we were going to have, has already told you in the Bible who you are, women, men, how you're supposed to treat women. When we already see this and know this and we don't follow through, then we're telling God he don't know what he's talking about. He don't know what he's doing. Well, guess what? If he created you and I, and he created the world in 7 days, I believe that he knows what he's talking about. I'm going to believe that. I'm going to believe that before I believe somebody come talking in my ear telling me that I'm beautiful. God already told me I was beautiful. He already told me I was fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay? All right, ladies? Stay with me. Still got a lot more to talk about. So we can be a success, okay? He picked us out before the foundation of the world, and that's in Ephesians 1 and 4. So he knew you when you was already in your mother's womb, and before the world was formed, we was already up there with him in spirit, okay? And so when we say yes to him as Savior, the deal is sealed, okay? When you say, God, I give you my all, I want you to come into my life and save me from myself. God, give me eternity. We seal the deal with him because he sends us here for free will choice. Satan comes to tell us, hey, this is that. His job is to steal, kill, destroy, deceive, and tempt. Okay, so when we fall into all of that, we are allowing our choices to be that of not our creator, but of the God of this world, of this Satan of this world. We don't want to do that. We want God, we want to say yes to God and his choices because we have faith that he's going to work out things on our behalf, in our future, from our past, change our past, erase mistakes. And do what God can only do, not man, okay? And I'm not bashing any of the men. I'm just explaining why we should love God, why we should put him first and let our men know that God is love. And if we love God, we're going to love ourselves. And if we love ourselves, we're going to love everybody else. It's going to be too easy. There's a song that says, you're easy, so easy, easy to love. Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. You know, when we love like that and we love the way Jesus loves, it is so easy to love your spouse. You know, it says that we're to God highly favored. The angel Gabriel called Mary the mother of Jesus. You who are highly favored. That's in Luke 1 and 28, okay? He called Mary highly favored. Women, we are highly favored in God, okay? We should start believing that, accepting that. Men, start treating your women like that. Start treating your spouses like that. When we don't look at a woman and tell and see the God in her and see that God esteems her, he knows every hair that is on her body, every hair on her head, everything that is about her, he created, he formed her before the foundation of this world, and we can still call them out of their names, we're telling God he's a lie. Women, we should believe who we are in Christ. Men, you should believe who you are in Christ and our Father and our Creator. Okay? We're not the ones like Satan's imps and Satan's demons that go out and recruit, okay? We don't have to recruit. Guess why we don't have to recruit? Because we know that there's one creator that created this world. And if you don't believe there's a creator and everything just bam and boom and existence, then, hey, that's what you believe. But I believe what the Bible says, and the Bible really is not supposed to lie, okay? The Bible says that God created the world in 7 days, or 6 days, and he rested on the 7th day. Okay, so if there was a story and there was a time, know that I was not there, but there was a time where there was a creator that created this stuff here on this earth and all the elements and all of the atoms and the nucleuses that fell into place. I'm not that intelligent. You're not that intelligent. I think you can create that. Scientists have not even been able to create a whole world, okay? So if we believe that there is a creator and that there's one person in three that created everything, then why would I not give thanks for that, okay? So back to what I was saying. This is the same word in Ephesians 1 and 6 translated, except that only two times this word is used in the New Testament, okay? And I'm talking about favor. The word favor, okay, is in Greek, it's called charito or charitu, okay? So we can accurately say that we are highly favored. Mary gave birth to Jesus physically. We can give birth, we can birth Jesus spiritually in our lives as well, so that others can taste of him and want to know of him personally for themselves. You can be a producer of love for the love that God has and spread that love, and that love will jump off on someone else just because people can see God in you, okay? And we want to show other people that godly love. All right, so if I have any questions, I'd like to hear from you. The number to call is 516-531-9837. Okay, and I want to apologize. I did not get the guest speaker to speak tonight. But next week, we're going to try to get that guest speaker. And if anybody has any word and any testimony about their marriage and they want to share how long they've been married or they want to talk to us about marriage, I am willing to listen. So please call us and let us know what it is that thus says the Lord. Okay? All right, we are back. We did not have any callers, so I want to jump back in because I have so much to talk about, okay? So back to what I was saying about being who the Lord tells us we are and how we are favored. And in Ephesians 5 and 33, women, it describes one of those needs, okay? The wife must respect. This means that she notices, loves, praises, honors, and esteems her husband. She also differs with him and when appropriate and admires his positive strengths, leaving his flaws in God's hand. So your man has a strong need to know that you are proud of him, ladies, pleased with him and admiring of him. Okay, and we must show them that we are pleased with him. We must tell them that we are happy and we're thankful for them. Okay, so we continue to trust God and we love our husbands and we focus on his strengths and not his weaknesses. Okay, and difficult jobs become easier if he has loving support and admiration from us. Okay, so when we compliment him and tell him how great he is and how wonderful he is, whether it's taking out the trash, whether it's mowing the yard, washing the car, okay? We have to encourage him and compliment him because actually what it is that we are the opposite of our husbands. We compliment each other. We have differences, but we actually have those differences in order to complete each other, okay? So it says in Ephesians, if you want to follow along, turn to Ephesians 5, 28-29, and it says, in this same way as Christ loved the church, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and he cares for it as Christ does the church. Now, People might say, we use that so much, we keep using that scripture is old. No, that scripture is the next thing to the truth. It is the truth, okay? If the Bible says it, it's true, okay? Christ loves the church. And if you don't think he loves the church, then we need to reexamine why we go to church or why we even get married, okay? Because marriage is in the Bible as something holy and pure, okay? It's something that God has esteemed so much that he says his love is an example for the church, for the body that he brings life into. He brings his soul into. He sends his worship into. He sends his order and his divine plans to heal and to conquer, defeat Satan to. Okay? So if he uses that in esteem and in comparison with the love for the church, he must highly favor marriage. Highly, highly, highly favor it. And he wants us to love ourselves, feed ourselves, okay, by doing so, feeding our spouses, esteeming them, loving them, okay? So it's not just for the women to admire our husbands, but it is in return to get better nourishment, better protection, and better cherishment from our spouses. Okay? Because he will do that, and he will sacrifice for us, ladies. They will sacrifice if we're doing what we're supposed to do for him. Okay? As we help to fulfill our husband's needs for admiration, we will help him to love himself. Knowing that God created you and your husband to be different, like I was saying, it wasn't to complement each other. It wasn't to say that, oh, you're two so alike, you have the same desire, you have the same wishes. No, that was never God's plan. You are his helpmeet. You are a helper. Our helpmeets are not the same as us. How can we help somebody that's exactly the same? We feel the same way. We wake up the same way. No, we are designed to be different. Okay, so remember, each of us have something the other one needs. Together we make a wonderful team, okay? So when our intuition complements, our intuition can complement his wisdom and our loyal support undergirds his initiative, and when our husbands use these abilities to strengthen, we can strengthen each other. We will create a lasting marriage, okay? So I'm praying, and I want to pray with you all that you have a lasting marriage. As much as I want a lasting marriage, as much as I want to live with my husband and enjoy my husband for eternity, and I desire this, and I pray that this will be so and to be true, that God knows best and he wants best for me because I am the wife. I am the mother. I am what God says that I am. I'm not what man says that I am. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, okay? So we want to get it together, women. We want to learn of God. We want to love God. And in our return, loving God, we're overflowing that love unto our husbands, unto our children, unto our families, unto our friends, okay, unto our neighbors. So we'll further motivate and understand our role in marriage in 1 Corinthians 11 and 7. It says that a man is in the image and the glory of God, but the woman is in the glory of the man. Okay, so as our husband allows Jesus Christ to control his life and by the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ's qualities will be manifested through him, and he will reflect God's glory, okay? So when our men know that God created him in his image to be like God, to be an image of honor and praise, like we praise God, ladies, we praise our husbands, we exalt him up and lift him up in prayer and worship him and thank him for the things that he do, God, it says in the Bible, Corinthians 11 and 7, that a man is in the image and the glory of God. Okay? And women are in the glory of the man. Okay? So, however, we are to reflect our husband's glory. And we do this by bringing attention to his commendable qualities. Like I said, praise, praise, praise. He desires praise. He desires honor. He desires respect. Okay? And there may be times when his behavior is not respectable. And I know women, it'll get hard sometimes. But we'll be like, why do we have to respect this man? He's not respectable. He don't respect himself. Well, it's up to us to help him learn how to respect himself. You know, and we do that by praising him, okay? And I'm learning more and more and more every day to give praise to my husband. I thank him, I praise him, I honor him, I tell him how awesome he is, what he do. And that's the thing that outside women know how to do. They know how to give your husband praise when he's on that job, when he's on that phone, when he's on that choir stand, or when he's in the pulpit, or where he's outside speaking with, they're praising him. They're giving him the praise that God wants you to give. So ladies that are married, we need to remember to praise our husbands. Women that are not married, we need to praise God, not nobody else's husband. We praise God, because without God, that person will not have those talents. God gave everybody his talents. God gave everybody his gifts. They come from God. Okay? That's for one and foremost women's jobs that are married to praise their own husbands. And some of you may not agree with me on that. But I'm telling you what thus says the Lord. So, back to what I was saying. We must detect the positive qualities in our husbands, okay? And we detect those hidden qualities by sincerely praising our husbands and praising him for his physical strength, express appreciation when he does the chores, compliment him on his physical fatigue, praise him on the courage and honor and determination that he has. Praise him in the way in which he stands behind his convictions as he directs the home and the chores. And to get started, we should start off with gently trusting Christ to point things out to you. So I'm going to give you women some more homework, and I want you to ask God tonight. And every night I want us to go in prayer for our husbands and our spouses and for ladies, for the men that God has put into your life to date. I want us to start off gently trusting God to point out the things in our husbands that we are to praise. Okay, so if you don't know anything about your husband and it's hard and you can't figure out why you're with him or husband, you can join in and have this prayer as well. You can praise your wives as well. It works both ways. The Bible says you are to love your wife as Christ loved the church. Ask God to bring up some things in your spouse that you don't really notice that you can praise them for. And we're going to do that together. We're praying for marriages all this week, all this month. We're in fast. We're in prayer. If you want to join in with a fasting, fasting one meal a day to uplift our marriages and to praise our strength within the marriage unit, within the family unit, because the devil is trying to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He's going out recruiting who he can to join him because he already knows where he's going, and I don't have to tell you. You read the story. You read in Revelation. You read the end of the book. So don't recruit mine, Satan. You keep on walking. That's what I tell them. You know, and I want to pray for everybody else because it's not like he'll jump over mine and go to yours. No, he'll pick up mine and then take yours and as many marriages he could take with him to hell. Okay? So, homework for tonight is pray that God reveal things about your spouses that you can praise and honor them for, you know. And we don't get discouraged, okay? We don't want to get discouraged about our marriages, okay? And if you feel foolish praising your husband, remind yourself that he needs this continued, okay? And by faith and offer sincere praise, you will find that your praise come more easily. As a matter of fact, you'll probably find that you like to give sincere praises as much as he enjoys receiving them, you know? And see how your husbands or your spouses react to those praises. And we want to be sincere. So we're asking God to give us some sincere praises for our spouses. Okay. We need to learn how to listen to our husbands, women. Many of us don't know our husbands very well because we suddenly quit talking long enough to listen to them. And Scripture says in 1 Timothy 2:11, a woman should learn quietness. So if we're quiet, we can learn how to listen and understand and feel his interest. Let him talk. Give him the undivided attention. And we'll learn a lot about him, okay? I learned so much about my husband just by listening, okay? You're this way. You're not more visual. You're more auditory. So if you have an auditory spouse, the love language is what I'm talking about. If you have an auditory spouse, they don't see things the way we see them. Women, we're more visual, and so are most men. And I'll get to that later about the love languages, okay? I have a whole episode series about love languages that I'd like to talk to you about. So if you can learn the love language of your spouse, you will know exactly what he needs, okay? So we develop an interest in things that he likes. So if he likes to listen to music, we need to learn to listen to music. If he enjoys teaching, we need to show interest in the teaching, okay? So we are rewarded when we feel that our relationship with him is on the up and up and applying those principles, okay? I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight, and we're going to wrap things up and come back next week and talk about some more things that thus says the Lord, okay? And talk about finances. I hadn't forgotten that. Before the month is over, we're going to include finances in our discussion. So I want to thank you again for joining me tonight. Next week, let your family, your friends know that we're talking about what thus says the Lord about godly husbands and wives. And I hope that you have a wonderful week. And be safe throughout the week. Thanks for joining me again. I'm Yolanda Henderson, your holistic health coach, and I am wonderfully proud of all of you. Please give me a call if you can, 1-888-959-2093, and that's outside of the radio show. I'd love to hear from you. 1-888-959-2093. Thank you again. Have a great night.